This week on the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast, we are doing part one of a new series called Baptized in the Name of the Father. It's section one of a discipleship journey we're on. It's called Discipleship Tables. It's a discipleship manual based on the Great Commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. It's a free download. You're welcome. And in fact, I'd encourage you to grab a copy of that. But really, I want to start with a question today. And the question is this: are you a spiritual weakling? Now, I don't offend you, but the understanding of spiritual strength is what today's passage is all about. And the lesson today is all about spiritual strength is of huge significance, because spiritual strength forms the foundation of our courage, of our contentment, and our spiritual victory. But what we see in the passage today in terms of being baptized in the name of the Father is being baptized in the Father's love. The love of the Father is the key to your spiritual strength. So what that means is, if you're a spiritual weakling, basically it means you have never connected deeply with the love of God. And by spiritual weakling, I mean you up and you down and you're falling over and you're a drama queen and all of these things, because there's no inner strength to you. So let's take a look at the passage and hopefully that will become clear. So Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, it says, "When I think of all this," this is Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, "I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength." You see, here it is, inner strength through his Spirit. "Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong." There it is. It's the roots of his love that make us strong. "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ that is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." We're talking about discipleship because good discipleship is the key to great leadership. We're never going to be good, strong, biblical leaders if it's not built on a foundation of great discipleship. And the other thing I've learned is that great people who are discipled well disciple others well. First step to discipleship, according to the Great Commission, is to be baptized in the name of the Father. And that all starts with an understanding, more, and not an academic, but a true revelation of what it means to be baptized in the love of the Father. And so I want to just share very quickly six things that you have to know about the Father's love. Number one, the Father's love is experienced through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, people in the world can sing about God's children and everyone, God loves everyone, but the reality is you are only connected to the love of the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. So actually, to know God and to know his love starts with a genuine commitment to Christ as Lord and Savior. The source of inner strength is the Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts through trust. When we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside us. So that's the question. Have you fully accepted Christ? Because that's what brings the love of the Father into our hearts. Second one, and I love this, is that the Father's love really does root us. That picture of roots is a beautiful spiritual image, especially when we're talking about strength. If you can imagine a beautiful old tree with a root system that goes down deep, those roots, obviously, they anchor. That's the strength. When the wind comes and the storms beat, it's the strength of the roots that actually produce the strength for all the branches above ground. In exactly the same way, when the issues of life and the problems and the stresses and strains come, what's really being tested is how well your root system is connected to God's amazing love. The more we know his love, the more our lives will reflect that strength. But roots don't just anchor, they also feed. It's the nourishment. And literally, God's love is what nourishes us on a daily basis, feeding us and strengthening. I love the fact that many trees' roots actually, they intertwine with the tree next door. So there's almost a community rooting system. It's that it's not just me and God, it's us in our love for God that knits us together in community. The love of God roots us. We need to know it. The third amazing thing is how the strength of God's love empowers us. The Bible actually says knowledge builds up or puffs up, but love builds up. And so many people can academically know so much about the scriptures. They know about God. They know about God's love. But knowledge actually just inflates us. It's love that builds us up. And this is critical. If you don't know you're loved, then you actually don't have the courage or power to change. It's people who are well loved who have the strength to change, which means before we start walking the Christian life and doing the Christian things, it's absolutely critical that we are truly anchored in the love of God. It's his love that empowers us to change. Fourthly, is that the Father's love is beyond understanding. And I've been wrestling with this because I'm a bit of an academic. I like to think and understand. But the reality is God's love is not, we don't grow our love through an academic understanding. It actually says we need power to grasp. And I've realized it's the limitations in our lives. Sometimes it's our past church background or our histories or our sinfulness or our stubbornness. It's almost like there's blockages that are in the way from us truly grasping the immensity of his love, how high, wide, deep, long, the unconditional nature. There's things in your life and mine that are blocking us, limiting God's full revelation of his love. And that's why we need Holy Spirit, please blast those blockages out of my life so that I could truly surrender to the fullness of your love. Fifthly, is that the Father's love is to be experienced. And that's it. Remember, it's not an academic, it's an experience. It requires vulnerability. It requires surrender. It requires learning to trust the Father enough that we open up our hearts and allow it like a river to flow into us to change us from the inside. And then lastly, this passage shows us that the Father's love is what fulfills us. There is something deeply fulfilling about knowing you are deeply loved by your Father in heaven. And without knowing that, you're going to chase after other things, chasing after money, fame, prestige, status, all of those things, social media, this. You'll chase after everything to try and fill that void, which only the love of your Father can fill. That's what makes being baptized in the love of the Father absolutely critical. That's what makes it the first step on a discipleship journey. You are loved by your Father. It's not good enough to just know it in your head. That will leave you as a spiritual weakling. Spiritual strength starts when our hearts are surrendered to the incredible love of God. So that's the challenge I want to leave you with. Have you allowed the revelation of God's love in? Have you asked him, Lord, give me your Holy Spirit revelation of just how much you love me? And so the question I'd love you to ponder is this. You may have heard about God's love before, but have you ever really surrendered your heart to his love and experienced it? And what's stopping you? What might be limiting his love like a tsunami tidal wave from washing over you? That's the start of a discipleship journey, and that's our first step. Hope it helps, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, God bless, and bye for now.